A good laugh and a long sleep are the two best cures for anything. And that is the thought for today. Today's episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by our friends at BetterHelp, an online professional counseling website with nearly 2 million clients worldwide. The mission at BetterHelp is to provide accessible, affordable, and convenient professional counseling so that anyone struggling with life's challenges can get help anytime, anywhere. Whether you're struggling with depression, stress, anxiety, or issues with grief, you can get professional help wherever you are right now. And for a limited time, 7 Good Minutes listeners are getting 10% off your first month by visiting BetterHelp.com/7GoodMinutes. To start living a healthier life today and get 10% off your first month, go to BetterHelp.com/7GoodMinutes. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/7GoodMinutes. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Wellness Wednesday segment, where our friend Dr. Gus talks with us about how to sleep better at night naturally. Enjoy.
Sleep is probably one of the most important things you need to enjoy good health. I consider it to be one of the pillars of health. Good quality sleep supports your body's healthy and natural detoxification process. It allows the brain to reorganize and recharge itself and allows you to remove toxic waste that has accumulated throughout the day. The problem is that most people have difficulty with sleep and don't even know it. Most of these people don't wake up rested in the morning and start to feel tired all the time. The good news is that all these sleep problems can have a simple solution you never thought about. I'm going to reveal 8 reasons why you can't sleep well and how you can overcome your sleep and resting problems. Number 1, you might be drinking too much before going to bed. If you're waking up at night more than once, usually to go to the bathroom, you might be drinking too much water, or you might have a health condition. No matter what the cause might be, you need to do something about it. When I say drinking too much, I'm not only talking about drinking water, I'm also referring to alcoholic beverages. Drinking too much liquid before going to bed results in having to go more to the bathroom at night. Now, if you're not drinking too much water at night and you're still getting up to use the restroom more than once, it's always a possibility you might have a health condition. 2 of the most common health conditions that cause frequent urination at night or during the day are diabetes and thyroid problems. And if there's something that's happening to you and you don't really know what the cause is, I suggest you check with your doctor to see what the cause might be. If you need a quality supplement to improve any of these conditions, look for Metaglucose for sugar metabolism and Metathyroid for thyroid health. You can find these at drlandivar.com. Number 2, dinner was too heavy. Another very common cause of not being able to sleep well at night is food. If you're eating spicy, heavy, or even large meals 3 hours before going to bed, you're stimulating the body to use this energy source to digest food instead of promoting sleep. 2 very important things that happen when you eat large, heavy meals before going to bed are the following. 1 of them is that blood circulation gets redirected through your stomach and your intestines for proper digestion instead of supplying nutrients to the brain for proper sleep and resting. And the second one, is that heavy meats or red meat, like high purine meats, etc., can activate a branch of the nervous system called the sympathetic nervous system, which is in charge of activating that fight or flight response in the organism, making us have a hard time falling asleep or resting at night. And of course, this might vary from person to person. Not all of us are the same. The most important thing is to keep your meals light and small. You can try eating small meals with salads before going to bed. The magnesium found in these leafy green vegetables can help you relax and rest at night. Number 3, you might be stressed out. You might be stressed out and not even know it. I know that I've gone through episodes of stress without being entirely conscious about it. Stress can really mess up your health if you suffer from it for a long period of time. What stress does is activate all the mechanisms responsible for that fight and flight response, and it's in charge of releasing all those hormones like cortisol that mess up that healthy sleep and wake cycle. So if you're stressed out, try to practice some stress relieving techniques during the day, get some exercise, go out into the green spaces, take a vacation, do what you have to. And if you're stressed out and you're trying to spend your nights, thinking about problems that happened during the day, try to take a natural supplement to rest at night. You can try 5-HTP. 5-HTP is a precursor to an important neurotransmitter called serotonin, which is in charge of helping your brain calm down and get ready for rest and good sleep. Number four, you might need some exercise. If you can't fall asleep at night, have you ever thought that this could probably mean you need some exercise? Let's not forget that our bodies tend to function during the day, but at the same time, they're constantly producing energy to meet those demands. Now, it's very simple. If the organism is producing more energy than what you're really using during the day, you'll obviously have difficulty resting at night. The simple solution to this problem is exercise. Based on available studies and obviously our own experiences, there's solid evidence that exercise does indeed and in fact help you rest at night. Now, the only thing to watch out for is that exercise should be practiced early during the day and not late in the afternoon. If you exercise later during the day, this can activate stress in the body, causing you to stay up at night instead of falling asleep. So watch out for that.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.